Princess Cruises' newest ship, Discovery Princess, was floated out of the Fincantieri shipyard in Italy last week. The float out marks another important construction milestone, and now the interior fittings and final touches will begin. The 3,660-passenger vessel is Princess Cruises' sixth and final Royal-class cruise ship. And Royal Caribbean Group CEO Richard Fain delivered another video message this week saying he could see large ships sailing from U.S. ports by July. He noted how the vaccines have changed the game.
Today, the vaccines and other measures have changed the trajectory from a steep climb to a dramatic fall.
Richard Fain there. He added that by the time the company can sail again, the vaccines will have rolled out even further, and that with science and medical advancements, the company can safely plan for summer sailings. And finally, Disney Dream had a close call with a casino boat in Port Canaveral late last week. A PTZ TV webcam caught footage of the Victory 1 casino boat having trouble docking due to a 26-knot crosswind while Disney Dream was inbound into port. A pilot boat came to the rescue and pushed the casino boat out of the way and towards the dock. Thankfully, there were no incidents. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation 27.48, down 5.1%. Royal Caribbean 88.90, down 2%. And Norwegian 28.65, down 3.5%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. In the parking lot of the Big Texan right here in Amarillo, we're about to go eat a 72-ounce steak or see if I can do it. It's free if you can do it, so we're going to try it. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News. Thanks for being here.
Proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.